perfect music for Mike Kliss.
Mike puts five on it?
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chad and Nate, and we got Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bet River Sportsbook. Mike, how you doing, buddy? Heard you just landed at DIA.
Just landed, you know, had one of those planes at the gate type of deals, and but we're here. We're driving toward Dove Valley right now for Vic Fangio's press conference.
All right, what's your overreaction on a victory Monday about the Broncos' win yesterday?
You know, the Super Bowl's in the second week of February this year, not the first week. Just want to remind everybody of that. So, now they look good. Teddy Bridgewater looked really good. You know, Jerry Jeudy, by the way, I did make a quick call once I got off the plane, and he had an MRI this morning, and they're still evaluating what to do. He's going to miss some time. How much time is you know, they're still talking about it. From what I understand, it's a little too early to determine it, to put a timetable on it. But I would think he would at least be going. There's reason to put him on short-term IR. He would miss at least 4 weeks and probably a little more.
Yeah, no need to rush him there, right? I mean, these Broncos, they have a lot of weapons on offense. Might as well let Jerry heal up. It looked bad. It's good to know there wasn't a broken bone or a dislocated ankle or anything like that. You know, a lot of us were pleasantly surprised by Vic Fangio going for it on fourth down a couple times and converting. What were your thoughts on Vic Fangio's performance as a head coach in the first game of the season?
You know, Chad and I talked about this last night on Broncos Tonight on 9 News. He went for it with Teddy Bridgewater in the preseason game at Seattle. He did it on the first drive. It was at the, I believe it was the 4th and 5 at the 40-yard line. Seattle's 40. So, you know, a little too long for a field goal. You know, you hate the punt there. And he went for it, and Teddy Bridgewater picked it up. And that carried over to the regular season. That Teddy Bridgewater picked it up, and it's all about the confidence that Fangio has in his quarterback. That's all it is. He had the confidence that Teddy could get it done. Now, you know, you don't want to live. You don't want to go for fourth downs every time the ball's around midfield. I'm not advocating that. It was risky on the 4th and 2 at the Giants 49 with 48 seconds left. But that was the swing. That swung the game right there. Fangio went for it. They picked it up and scored a touchdown. So they're up 10-7 at halftime. Instead of, had they not got it, guy drops the ball. You know, they don't, you know, it was, that pass to Sutton was a little low. If he doesn't come up with that catch, the Giants probably score a field goal. So it goes from, 10-3 Giants to 10-7 Broncos. And That really swung it, because then, you know, they did the old deferred thing, so they sandwiched the halftime with 2 touchdowns, and that was your ball game.
On the defensive side of the ball, you know, I was expecting Von Miller to look pretty good, but to come back with 2 sacks, a tackle for a loss, you know, he looked better than I expected. For a guy on the wrong side of 30 coming off the ankle injury, he far exceeded what I expected him to be able to do.
Yeah, me too, although going in, you know, Nate Solder, the right tackle who started there, and I'm not sure what happened to him. He didn't finish the game. But he was 33. He was a year older than Vaughn, and he missed the season too for the pandemic. He has, you know, medical issues with the son, and it was something that Nate had to take the year off of. So I thought there was a potential mismatch there with Solder and at right tackle, and had Chubb played, there would have really been a mismatch against Andrew Thomas, if Chubb is right. So they came through, and Vaughn came through there. But you're right. He not only the 2 sacks that he got, which is what most people are buzzing about, but he blew up the first drive of the game for the Giants. You know, it looked good for New York. after Shelby jumped and they had a free play. They had a 42-yard completion downfield to Shepard, and they're in good shape, first and 10 at the 30. Then all of a sudden, one play by Von Miller was second and 16 at the 36. And that was a real key defensive play of the game. It blew up that first for the Giants. And, yeah, Vaughn looked real good. And as far as sacks, he got one early, and he got one real late to help close the deal. So that was definitely nice to see. Even though he had an aversion to turf but didn't want to play on it in the it sure is a fast track for him. He's still a speed guy at 32, and he looked really good.
Mike, we'll let you go. Thanks so much for the great info. Have a safe drive over there to Dove Valley. Can't wait to hear what Vic has to say on a victory and a always overreaction Monday, first week of the NFL. Thanks, Mike.
You got it, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
That was Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook.